would certainly say a film such as Showgirls was a very tough movie. It was a very aggressive movie. By the nature of its subject matter, it was going to be controversial. There was funding problems, there's financing problems with the movie. The movie began in a strange way. Paul Verhoeven, who was the director, had worked with Joe Esterhaus, the screenwriter, on Basic Instinct. And after that movie, which obviously came out very well, was very successful, Carolco bought another Joe Esterhaus script for Paul, and that was Showgirls. And in the meantime, Paul had two movies. There was Mistress of the Sea, the pirate movie, that didn't happen for him, which was Carolco, and then Crusades, the Arnold Schwarzenegger film, which was right on the point of being made into the... they'd built sets in Spain and everything was happening, and Carolco pulled the plug on that. So Paul had not directed a movie since Basic Instinct, and Showgirls was in a semi-prepared state, so everyone threw their energy into Showgirls. And at that time, Carolco were in great financial problems themselves, and they were busy making Cutthroat Island. And they're faced with a choice of which film they were going to let go, and they chose to let us go. So we, just immediately prior to production, we found ourselves unfunded. And we were sold to a French bank, and we were inevitably funded by them. But it created a lot of tension and uncertainty. And we worked very, very long hours on that, and we had kind of an open-ended schedule. So we were moving around quite a lot from Tahoe to Las Vegas. And with all the nudity and semi-nudity, it got pretty tense, particularly for still photography. Well, if anyone's going to get thrown off the set, or maybe not so dramatic as thrown off the set, but you know, asked not to shoot, asked to leave for a while, it's going to be the still photographer. And in situations like that, you just know going in that you're going to be beaten up on occasions. Elizabeth Berkley was very generous, and she really threw herself into that role in a very big way. And she was very cooperative, and she was very good to work with. There was all sorts of inner dynamics between the dancers and you know, the strippers, and there's all sorts of subdivisions and no-go areas behind the stage that, you know, those of us in the pure production side of it, the camera side of it, were fortunate enough not to have been hair and makeup or costume people, because I think it was fairly full of histrionics back there from time to time. We were dealing with very theatrical people. We were dealing with, you know, dancers and strippers, and, you know, people who didn't come, they don't have the discipline of, you know, show up on set at 8 o'clock and be on time. We were dealing with a group of people who didn't have that kind of structure to their lives.